Hey y'all, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts, Jamie
and Camilla.
Now let's get into it.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast.
Woo woo woo, welcome back.
Black History.
Happy is... melanated month.
Amen. That's what I'm saying. Black History is still being made, okay?
Yes.
Don't get confused.
Melanin month? Melanated month? Yeah, melanin whatever March. They're calling it. Melanin March, yes. Mm-hmm. And we got an African-American April coming up, too. So it's up for a long time.
And we back to melanin May. For me. Juneteenth, yeah. June.
Mm-hmm.
Jubilee, July. It could keep going. It's really, it ain't no problem. We could really just keep it up.
African August.
Hey.
We can keep going.
Listen.
Yeah.
Diaspora December. Thank you. All right. Okay. Let's just keep it up. I got to think about the other ones. Negro yeah. November.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you on September or October. Mm-hmm, we'll get back mm-hmm. to you on that. We got time. Mm-hmm. We got time. But we're celebrating Black History always. Okay. Our Black couple is back this episode. Thankfully, I missed them a little bit, which is embarrassing.
But... Rick and Trish?
Yes. I just Trish, missed them on the screen.
Trish is weak in the knees, and I need her to stand up.
Yeah.
I didn't... The way she told him to shut up, Rick, I thought she really had something going by
She's
herself.
She's
going to
stand on something. She's not. Weak.
Mm-mm. Weak. And he ain't even bought none. He still ain't took it by tomorrow, girl.
You need a little gift. You're going to need a little token of my bad.
Yeah, I feel like when things like that happen, I think she needs to play City Girls in the background mm-hmm. of her getting ready and stuff. Really inspire her. Because mm-hmm. now's your time to trick a man.
Yeah. You're entitled to compensation, officially.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. You need some. I think... I have it on the background, and what's this girl's name? Lisa is just sitting here on the table like this.
That really stressed me out.
Because she's still lying. She's still... I think we could start with Elise and Josh, though.
Yes.
Let's just get them out the way.
Yeah. You want them?
Yeah. Okay. So... These are two very grown... I'm just going to start... These are two very grown people, but I feel like they both have arrested development. Like, she's looking at him sideways for things.
That's a big word for Elmo. Can you elaborate a bit? What does that mean?
I'm pretty... Hold on. Let me Google, actually.
I have no idea, so...
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure I'm using it.
Arrested development. That means they developing slow because their development is held hostage.
A psychological or emotional state where an individual's maturity starts progressing at a certain age, often due to trauma, yep. neglect, or
basically,
stress. Yeah. And I don't know what the
they
issue
develop.
Is,
they development is a hostage.
There's something very like spring break MTV Miami about them. That's
yeah.
just really, really immature. Honestly,
I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, even when Elise was going, like, showing, like, the production all her bathing suits and stuff, and she was talking about going to second and third base, I was like, literally, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. I don't know what them bases mean. You're an adult. What are you talking about? Like,
what? Yes.
Sister, what? I don't know what second or third even do no more. I don't recall that.
Yeah, I feel like they're...
periodically time.
They're... different sides of the same coin. She's yeah. her childishness comes from being basically an heiress to whatever her dad's
right.
fortune is, not having right. to have any real responsibility, kind of just living life, going here yonder shopping, no responsibility. His sound like he don't work that much and live at home allegedly. Well, we find out that ain't true.
Go home. Not his parents' home. Not the home he grew
yes,
up in.
So, and given what we learned about his work stuff, like, it just gives irresponsible. So, he poor and irresponsible, she rich and irresponsible.
Right. So, it's the day of her trip. She's about to go. This is.
Do we not know what divine intervention is?
Okay, let me tell you about a sign. Let me tell you about God. Not once, not twice,
8, 10 times the Lord tried to give you a sign.
Hey, hey, let's rethink. Let's just pause. Let's use this time while they're figuring it out to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really assess whether this should be happening right now.
Exactly.
So yeah, she's about to go on the trip. Her homegirl is picking her up. And as they're talking and like getting ready to drop her off at the airport, they mentioned that right before she gets there, Joshua sent her a really bad text, basically saying he lost his job. I think friend also works in yachting or boats or something, like yacht insurance. He works as a yacht broker.
Okay. That just sound made up.
Yeah, I was like, literally, what are you talking about? But okay, I don't live by the sea, so whatever. So he's a yacht broker, and he lost his job, and he's in a lot of trouble at work because he took one of the boats on a joyride, basically, and crashed it with all his homeboys on it. So, like, imagine valet took your car to go to a strip club and then got into an accident. That's pretty much, like, the closest thing I could have connected to. And she, again, is under the impression that he lives with his parents. So she's like, this is crazy. Like, you live with your parents. You ain't got no money for real. Even when I'm going to see you right now, we're going to have a roommate in the apartment. Like, I think his friend's name is Chris. And she said it. She was like, I feel like I'm in a throuple. And I was like, it's actually giving throuple down. It's giving throuple down. Like, they would. They just would.
And I'm sure they have. So.
Right. Like, please. It's giving throuple. Okay, so she gets to the airport. She's ready. She's saying bye to her friend. Like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm going to see if this love match is something. Like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Why she get to the gate or get to the desk where she's supposed to like tell them about her visa and everything. And they're like, yeah, your visa's not in the system. She was like, what? Like, what do you mean? Yeah, no, we can't find you. Sorry. They couldn't find her after 11 attempts. Eventually, they did find her. The problem was she messed up where she put her name.
That's so stupid.
Right. Like, you didn't.
Also, stuff like that stress me out. Like, I have to fill out paperwork like that with binoculars.
I actually did it 3 times before I even submitted it. I typed
absolutely. And let me save that down and screenshot that.
Yeah, because I need to know. I need to know what my end is.
I literally have to J A.
Right. L-L? Okay. Got it. Please.
INS.
Please. I can't mess it up. So yeah, she messed up her name thing, but ultimately it goes through. Then we cut to Josh. He's getting ready. He has his roommate there. They're just very. I'm shocked by his age every time they say his age.
Yeah, it gives like college bro.
Even if he was like in his early 30s, I'd be like gritting my teeth, but I'd be like, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm not this happy man about is it.
Touching
but okay.
up on 40.
Right. Like you kissing it at this point. You at that tongue. Age, homeboy.
Tongue it
right.
down.
you're 40. You're 40.
So yeah.
Oh, it's crazy that just to see the difference between the two of them. And he has on a suit to go meet her. It's some holiday. I can't remember the name of it.
No, it's race day. It's some big sporting event they're going to watch.
Okay. And they have to dress up?
I guess they go out in style to see whatever. Because they said the first race starts in such and such a time. Melbourne Cup Day.
Okay, got it.
Let me look up what that is. Because are we racing cars? Are we racing horses?
There's probably something around soccer.
Melbourne Cup Day is horses.
Oh! Okay, so then I guess...
It's like a derby.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I guess, okay, you dress up. You do dress up when you go to the derby. So, yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah.
But they're going to the bar to the derby.
Right. Watch like, the Derby. You only dress up when you actually go into Kentucky to be
exactly.
up in
exactly. Yeah.
They just feel it for the spirit, for the vibe. So, yeah, they're getting ready. He's like, so excited to see her and like telling the roommate, like, yeah, it's going to be good. Like, I hope she likes me. I hope it's this. I hope it's that. And then he says to the confessional, he's like, yeah, you know, I think this is going to be a really good time. Like, we're going to have so much fun. I'm nervous, but we're going to be good. And we're not going to deal with my parents at all. Okay, cool. They're in the car. They're getting ready to go pick her up from the airport. Then the friend starts asking him, like, oh, like, how do you feel? How do you think she's going to be, like, around jealousy? Because, you know, Australian girls are really, really jealous. Like, do you think there's anyone in our friend group she's going to have an issue with? Like, what do you think the vibes are going to be? And he was like, no, she'll be cool. Like, she'll be pretty much good with everybody except for Laura, Nina.
I don't remember who. The girl he stayed with.
But the girl, the most importantly, the girl he stayed with, okay? Mm-hmm. It's his roommate and very close friend. And honestly, what gave me all the red flags that I needed to know, when he was just like, yeah, she just takes care of everybody. I was like,
yeah, they've hooked up before.
Right. I was like, you're clocked.
It's kind of like, who was that? It was a guy. I can't remember where his girlfriend was from. She had the Doberman.
Yeah.
It's him. He had friends that he had relations with, and homegirl wasn't happy about that either.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to hear that. And you live with this lady?
Yeah. The fact that it's not already on the playground already, like, oh my gosh, I have this homegirl, she's everything to me.
You lying. You listen, you stay with your mom and daddy.
Yeah, don't do that. So production asked him, because he was like, oh yeah, me and Lana, I don't remember her name, me and Lana are such good friends, like, she's the best roommate ever, da 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 da. And production was like, why does Elise think that you live with your parents?
Right.
And he was like, I don't know.
Because I'm a liar.
I don't
know.
You
do know.
Wrong answer. Wrong. Incorrect. Incorrect. Don't say that. Just don't say that. So, okay. Whatever. He actually lives with this girl. He doesn't live with his parents at all. And he still needed a roommate to do this apartment thing. But, okay. Whatever. Yeah, both of the roommates go and pick her up from the airport. It wasn't just Joshua by himself. They meet.
She was really offended by this, by the way.
What, by them both coming to get her?
Yeah.
I agree, because it's just, I don't know, maybe it's American. It's just an American line of thinking, but why would I want somebody else up in my face that I don't know?
Listen, right. Well, she, little did she know, this was just a stop on the way. This was not the final destination.
Yeah. They were like, oh my gosh, so happy you're here. We're about to go to the bar. We're going outside. We're going to go. And you could come with us. Like, we're going to go get a couple drinks, da da da. By the time it's over, you won't even realize that you haven't showered. I was like,
that would have just been an absolutely not for me. I'm so sorry. I'm not busting my suitcases open in the airport.
In the airport.
I am tired. Matter of fact, hand me the keys to the apartment. I will Uber myself, get where I'm going.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm going to have to see you tomorrow. So they really want her to go out and have fun, like, immediately. And she is thrown off. She's like, who even is Chris right now? Like, what? What you mean I'm going out? I feel like I look a mess. Like, I don't know what
Men are also so ridiculous. They're telling her, oh, no, you can go out as is. You look great. Y'all have on suits. And you expect me to go in my airport clothes? Please.
Do you hate me? Like,
absolutely.
What is that about? I hate when they do that. I really do. Like, genuinely, be serious right now. Be serious. Okay, so yes, they were like, oh my gosh, just get dressed. She was like, okay. She cracks open all of her suitcases and, like, has, like, little dresses. Josh ends up picking out her dress, and she was like, oh, I want to be kind of slutty. Like, being slutty for the Derby is insane. You're supposed to wear a church hat.
Absolutely insane. And she She was doing a little too much in front of Chris for me. You don't need to know. You don't need to be announcing you wear this with no drawers and no bra. All of that.
I feel that's, like there's something going on. There's something.
She came down there going on for. She came on a mission, a throuple mission.
Okay. What's the youth call? A two she working? Man. Is that a two man? I don't think so. But whatever. She tried to be with two men.
I am that's dead.
That's what I do know. I think I used that wrong, but she tried to get with.
Yeah.
Two y'all together.
She on a work trip.
Hello. Because why is he here? Why even is he here? Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, and she's a little too comfortable with him.
Yeah. She changes and they go off to.
You know, she kind of surprised me. She gives Darcy, like, oh, I need to really do my makeup, put on a nice dress before I come out in the airport. But she just kept on kind of regular stuff. Yeah. I thought she would have came out in heels and a little bodycon or something.
Yeah, she was like, okay. And
she's also so skinny. Wow.
Yo, I'm not even gonna lie.
When one of my legs is that size.
When her and her friend were hugging each other, I was like, your arm could low-key start going around her twice a little bit. Like, this is... The girls are skinty, honey.
Thin. And Miami girl. You gotta look a certain way to survive down there.
Oh, okay. So, yes, yeah, she's in Australia and she got dressed in the airport. Whoop-de-doo.
That's them. Should we go? Honestly, we were missing a lot of people this episode.
Yeah.
We did not see Laura Bierkant. We didn't see Emma. We didn't see Giovanna Annalyn. Oh, I think that's
ooh, it. He about to act up in the next episode.
And I want her to get him. Because he is so...
Genuinely, I feel like, who are you feeling like? Let me know.
No, who let are me you know. Feeling like? And it's always... It's two things. It's the broke men that want to flash, oh, I do so much for you with money all the time. And it's also the fact that men say women only want me for my money when that's all that you're providing and flashing.
You're not even funny.
You're doing nice things for me so I can shut up. Not because you genuinely want to do something nice for me. You're trying to buy yourself some peace and quiet. And now I'm a hoot and holler for real.
I'm about to get to yelling here.
Ah!
So, yeah, yeah. Just go. Like, I don't know. Because you know.
Have you seen the videos on TikTok where it's like, oh, there's a clip of a podcast and it's like, oh, men don't like loud women. And then women stitch it and start hollering. yeah, that exactly.
I'm about to start singing like Mary J. Blige. Don't play with me, okay?
Literally, he's only doing something for her so she can, quote unquote, cut him some slack.
Right.
Yeah, no, not happening. I think we can go Forrest and Sheena next because, honestly, this is the end of last week.
Yeah, yeah. See,
there's quite literally nothing new here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The fact that they showed it twice was crazy. Yeah.
Absolutely insane. So last week we know that Forrest proposed to Sheena and they came back and tell mom and mom wasn't happy about it. So this week is basically mom and Forrest going back and forth. She's just like, oh, you're big man Forrest now. You can make all these decisions yourself. But when you get into some trouble, who you come looking for? And Forrest was just kind of defending. She's like, I'm an adult. This is a decision I made. You can either be in our life or not. It's up to you. We would love to have you, but I've made this decision and we're going to go forward. And that's just that on that. I'm grown as hell. Sheena is grown as hell. And it is what it is.
Everybody's over 25 here, okay? Grown. I don't know what you thought this was, baby girl.
And mom was sad because she says because of Forrest's autism, she's always had to look out for him. And we know that he's been scammed in the past. Mm-hmm. And she just... is cautious. Granted, I'm honestly sat right in the middle here. Mm. I thought I would be more on Forrest's side, but again, from mom's perspective, this has happened before. Sheena was lying yesterday. You've done nothing to make her prove herself besides her telling you she's not going to lie, which could be another lie. And again, when things hit the fan, who you be looking for? Me.
Yeah.
I'm the one who has to solve your issues. So you should listen to me. But I do think mom is still overbearing and jealous and don't want him to be in a relationship for real. Actually, I don't know. Because she kind of helped him went and, like, picked out lingerie and stuff for her. Sheena,
I think she just wants a say.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think she wants, like, it's not, like, thruple vibes, but she wants to be a part of that. Like,
yeah.
Facilitating in a lot of ways.
Which, based on her reasoning, I can understand, but I feel like her want for involvement is more than just looking out for him. She's just so used to literally living his life with and for him that it's just like ingrained in her for him to like listen to everything she says. But partly she wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
But then
think they're, to your point, I think they're not. Like, they're close for a mother and son. Like, they're close for a parent and child relationship outside of his autism. Like, she be keying with Forrest.
Yeah, they homegirls.
Yeah, be talking about what she doing in the bedroom and what her and Des be doing and all that kind of stuff. So, in a lot of ways, I feel like it's not just her being protective. Like, it also comes off like a dash of jealousy. That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, she's hating a little bit. Like, how dare you come to this decision on your own type of vibes.
Yeah, and then on the flip side, I can get Forrest's frustration because mom is always trying to dictate what you do.
Yeah.
And it's also one thing for you to want me to listen to your opinion, but you also getting mad when I don't take it. Like, me asking for your feedback is not me asking you to tell me what to do.
Right.
I just want your opinion. That's your input.
I'm trying to add it to
it's
cloud of inputs.
Yeah, it's a point of data that I can reference. That's it. It's not my final decision. Right. So I get Forrest's frustration too. But I'm in the middle, but leaning towards mom because, first of all, Sheena ain't even revealed the final thing that I ain't gonna stop giving my family money. And matter of fact, you should contribute as well. Mm-hmm. She ain't revealed that. And if a lie gonna lie, her telling you to believe her and trust her could also be a lie. Like, I don't know. I just think that I do think they love each other. And I do think that their relationship can work. I just think Sheena needs to be more transparent, but also the mom needs to take a step back for multiple reasons. And because, so what? She lying for real. Forrest has nothing for her to take. I'm so sorry.
Hello.
There's nothing.
Let's talk about let's bring it back to reality. Forrest is not a secret genius with millions that we don't know about. Okay? He's capable enough to live and function on his own. Like, I'm not saying he can't still get swindled, but let him get swindled so he knows what, like, how to handle it going forward. Like, you being in every gap is going to cause him to struggle, honestly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so they're making it seem like they're breaking the mom and son duo. They're not going to be in each other's lives. If Forrest falls, he on his own. And mom is sad. And Forrest don't really care. Seemingly. He put his foot down and stood up for his lady.
Hmm. You know what? And they walked off into the sunset. The fact that...
Right.
I'm going to be a bird for 2 seconds. The fact that Sheena did all this and they haven't even done it yet. You know, see when you see two fingers touching. All right, girl. She said, I'm in charge now. I'm the captain now. Thank you. Okay. That just made me laugh.
All that junk in her trunk got him mesmerized.
Thank you. He said, I need to see what that's about. Mom, shut up.
Please.
Stop talking to me. Okay, I think we could talk about Rick and Trish. Yeah, I think they could go here. Listen, don't ever apologize this close to my face ever. Why are we right here? Why are you right here also, talking to me?
I'm so disappointed in Trish because this is what keeps men delusional.
Right.
He think he can lean in close, bat his eyelashes, and whisper, and that's just gonna be it. And yeah.
Get away from me with this. No. Ugh. Back up. Social distance from me right now, please.
No, please.
I can't. Okay, so they're coming back from their little extra vacation/vacation. We already know. He finally admitted to being with that lady in Colombia, even though she was only not talking to him for like 3 days. 3 days, maybe a week. I don't know. She has some stuff going on. They get back to the room. She's not really feeling him like that. She hasn't been talking to him like that. I'm over it. I'm tired of you. Get away from me with this, Apollo. Okay? I'm sick. Stop talking to me. When they get back to the room, he's like, you know, I really want to just talk about this. Like, I need to figure out how I can make it right. Like, girl, I am so sorry. You know I mean that. You did. You did mean it. You did mean it. You actually meant exactly. You knew exactly what you were doing. I don't like lying. Don't lie. Don't lie.
It's actually so upsetting.
Right.
Because men, that's the statement. It's so upsetting because of men.
Because ellipses men. Right.
Yeah.
Just a little.
But you knew. You weren't this sad down in the dumps when you booked that flight to Colombia.
Right.
You weren't this sad and down in the dumps when you was over there laying it low and spreading it wide. You weren't this sad and down in the dumps when you came over here and had me laying it low and spreading it wide.
Hello.
So now, get out your feelings. Get out your feelings.
Immediately.
Please.
So he's just very, very sad, sappy, and apologetic. He feels real nice. Right.
Nobody want to hear that.
Ooh, whatever. He's like, you know, I love you. I want to be with you. I want to make this work. Like, you're the only one. And he's literally, like, speaking into her soul. Like, that's how close he is to her. And honestly, I would have said, okay, just so you can back up and give me 6 feet, like, right now, before I do something that I'm really going to feel bad about in a minute. Like, please. So she accepts the apology, but she's, like, not really giving him none. We not doing all that. All them tricks that I was doing a couple days ago, all that water park and stuff, closed. The shop is closed. We not doing all that, okay? So, yeah, she agreed to move on and, like, try and move forward, but, like, we still not really doing that. They also have a plan to meet her father and her parents. So that's a big deal. And she's like, we need this to at least get to that point of you meeting them because my father already knows about you. I can't, like, not. We got to see it through, basically. Like, I can't just have you here and not have you meet my father. Like, that's crazy. The next day, it's kind of quick. They're like in town and they like watch people fight. It's like boxing, but like in the street, like street fighting, really. Like in a somewhat organized
yes
fashion.
It was like MMA street in the dirt fighting, yeah.
Right. And they weren't allowed to punch, like it was only kicking, right? I think
they were punching.
Okay, so because she said something that made it seem like it was different from anything else, but it was close to MMA. Like we're going hard. We're doing this. We're doing what we can to damage the other person. So they're watching the fight, whatever. And she was like, you know what? If the person that I pick wins, I'll give you some, and like vice versa. Then I won't. But if your person wins, then I will. We can get it on. This person ends up winning, and she's like, that's so funny because I still don't feel like giving you none. And yeah, we're going to go meet my dad in a couple days. So let's tighten up and be nice to each other. That was pretty much it for them. Yeah, she did talk about the fact that she was like, I find it funny how you were so on me and what I'm doing and who I'm talking to and my exes and stuff, but you over here laying low and spreading it wide, quite literally. Like, you going international with it. Even when he was apologizing to her, she was like, yeah, like, this just is a lot for me because you're about to go back home. And then he's like, but she's not in America. You almost got punched because she wasn't in America when you cheated.
Right, so what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
She's a closer flight. She's a quicker flight away. Absolutely. So, stop. Just stop talking to me. Stop talking to me right now.
I'm pretty sure most of our listeners are women, so right. I feel comfortable saying this again. But I say it again, if a man was listening, men are stupid. Like, you literally did not think through. They listen to respond. They don't even listen to comprehend and see what she was saying. Why does the location matter with whether she trusts you or not? You caught a flight the last time. You'll catch another one.
You will do this again. Well, that if we learned anything, we know that you got this in you.
Yeah. Stop. You've proven.
Stop.
You've proven it.
You're stressing me out, please.
Also, I think I've said the same exact thing for the last three episodes, but I'm going to say it again as well. Telling me to trust you when you just betrayed my trust is the dumbest thing ever.
I feel like you're calling me crazy.
You literally are. You're stupid.
Right.
Stupid. Like, Why would I trust you? And no, I can't trust you because I did, actually, and you betrayed it.
That's why we're here right now. Are you okay?
Please. Like, whew, this gave my pressure up a little bit. It's so stupid.
Ugh.
Yeah. Next, I think we can go Aviva and Stig.
Aviva. Sister, please.
Aunt Spring, do not waste your breath, girl. You didn't try. You can't raise them all. You tried the best you could, and she is still going astray. So save your time.
Right.
So, we're coming off of last episode, or whenever the last time we saw them. And we found out that Stig has a picture with a girl, and this girl is claiming that they were together. Stig said that's a lie. Aviva ain't give him no play that night. So we see them the next morning. She is leaving. She's like, oh yeah, I'm heading out to get a drink, catch up with Aunt Spring and Aunt Spring's other niece.
No shade. I do think
clearly. Clearly. And they meet up at a bar. They order drinks, all the nine. And Aviva's really here to talk to her cousin. I'm going to just call her girl the cousin.
Cousin, I don't remember her name. That's the cousin, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. To get a bit of clarity around what Aunt Spring dropped on her last night. She never saw the picture. She finally sees the picture that the girl said. Has and the cousin's like, yeah, this is coming from my good homegirl since diapers. Like, she ain't got no reason to lie back, to me.
Okay,
she ain't even know nothing about you, Aviva. Like, she was just sharing to me that she been with her new man, and her man happened to be your man. And that's where
I know him. That's so crazy.
Yeah, very. What a coinkidink. And Aviva's just kind of like, dang, that's crazy. Like, do you have messages? Like, what more proof do you have? The girl shows her messages where they were planning to meet up. Mm-hmm. And apparently they have an upcoming trip. And the trip is at the end of the month, which happens to be right after Aviva is supposed to leave town.
Immediately.
And I don't know about everybody, but 2 + 2 add up to 4 for me. And you know how in the detective shows they have all the strings on the chart? Mm-hmm. The suspect is Stig. It all point there. All clues point there.
Right.
So Aviva's actually really upset by this.
Yeah.
And she goes back and tells Stig about this newfound information. And he was like, no, that's crazy. Like, I don't have no trips planned. I don't know this girl. Like, I'm telling you, you can believe me, babe. Since we've been together, like, it's only been me and you. But he did tell production that before him and Aviva, even when they were supposed to be exclusive,
yeah,
before she came, he was still chatting up other people. But no laying it low, spreading it wide, no breathing, just chit chatting. And Aviva don't know that, and he don't have no intention of telling her, and he hopes she don't find out.
Right.
And he was like, "If I was messing around, if I wasn't serious about this, you think I'd be bringing you to meet my dad? Blah 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 blah. Yeah, your dad is probably a bigger problem than you are.
Where'd you get it from? Please. Actually, I'm more fearful of your father. He knows too much.
No. He gonna cover up for you.
Okay.
No. And then I guess we see him going to meet his father before Aviva and Aunt Spring come. And his dad he's just kind of giving his dad a rundown. And his dad's just kind of listening and nodding at him. Mm-hmm. But the dad is telling production, like, I know my son.
I know how he get down.
I know how he get down. I know what profession he is in. Ooh. I know he like the multiple girls. Because that used to be me back in the day. He didn't say that, but that's just that's what was silent.
He got the sauce from somewhere. Okay.
I heard it. I know my child. Yeah, so he was like, I just want to see it. But he has never been so serious with the person. Like, he was like, I know my son, but he must really like Aviva if he doing all of this. So Aunt Spring and Aviva come and they order panty droppers. I thought that was so funny. Some kind of drink. Is that not what it was called?
Yeah. No. Okay. Aunt Spring, you are scandalous up in that ponytail.
No,
you're
a little bit scandalous, is known girl. All over that island, boo. Especially like, once her husband got to acting funny. I know she was showing out. She went back and
like staked some claim. She's like, no, I'm still a Belizean lady. Please.
No, period.
In fact, I'm even more so because I've been cheated on just like y'all.
Absolutely. So, honestly, they kind of got right down to business.
Immediately. No pleasantries, honestly.
Aunt Spring said, so you want her to tell him or you going to tell him? And again, they kind of rehashed what happened. And she was like, I saw the picture myself. I saw the text messages. You got this trip planned, blase, blase, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, no. These text messages could be made up. Did you it's confirm that's my number? That. Yes, I was real close to her. Yes, I was giving her a kissy face. Yes, all of that. But that was a super fan. What?
Okay.
I would she never. She don't know me. I don't know her.
She was just really feeling the music.
You know they can fake text messages. That probably wasn't even me. And he was like, what can I do to convince you? Or what can I do to prove to you? And Aviva Bird Brain says, no, I'm going to forgive you. Like, I really want this to work. But, you know, if I do find out later that it's true, that's going to be it. First of all of this conversation can stop because you are pregnant.
Right. Right.
We don't even need to be talking about this. We knew you weren't going to leave anyway, but now you stuck with this man for life. You is pregnant. With a child.
So, Aviva's so unserious. She's been losing me a lot. Honestly, since she got down there. But she really lost me this episode when she was like, all right, I'm going to let Aunt Spring kind of like take the lead here. How are you going to let that happen? How's that going to work? Why? Why? Is she going to be in the bedroom with you the night you try and get pregnant as well?
Right, you the one who need to be raising up to your man. Put your foot down.
What is your problem?
Like, spring ain't going to be here always. And I feel like this is, how can I say, the kind of opposite of what Forrest was going through. I feel like Forrest was refuting his mom's opinion, but Aviva is refuting Spring's facts that she didn't provide it.
Yeah, she's like seeing them and she's like, oh my gosh, wow, I just lost all ability to.
This is literally like being in school and doing homework out of textbook that got the answers in the back, and you still get the answer wrong. Uh-huh. Huh?
Right.
And you just gonna believe what this man telling you?
Right.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't.
I'm a little scared of you.
You never believe a man, girl. You never believe a man. When the cold hard facts is at your eyeballs.
Mind you, you just became exclusive.
And you just met this man. Oh, he would never do anything like that. You don't know this man.
Name. You don't even know his middle name. Like, cut it out.
you don't know this man.
You don't know nothing.
It adds up because anybody who brings Chinese food across the world and throw it away immediately ain't right. They're not right. Man. You're a dummy.
When you right, girl, you right.
And he was like, oh, I'll share my location. I'll do whatever. You're not going to do that. Men just be lying.
And even if you did, so? Do I know where you are in Belize?
No, I have no knowledge of Belize.
You say you got the library. I don't know that that's a strip club. I don't know that.
No, literally.
Okay.
I have your location and you telling me you're at your cousin's house. Okay, and how am I supposed to know?
Now I gotta run surveillance for you? No. Cool. I'm not doing that. It's more work for me.
No, it's.
What are you talking about?
Aviva, babe, I can't even tell you to stand up because you done got caught on your back.
You were on the ground.
You was pregnant. Crazy. You standing up ain't gonna help nothing.
Oh my god. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Scandalous.
I just feel like you should never believe any man 100%. Definitely not a Caribbean man 100%. And they are Jamaican adjacent. So Jamaican, Haitian, and Jamaican adjacent, and Nigeria. I feel like you give them the 7% that Zia gave Emma. That's how much you should believe them. That you can't trust them.
Yeah.
And you're going all in. And this man is a musician. And you just saw him singing in that lady ear. What more do you need?
You think Keith Chris Brown with the fans.
That's the meet and greet pigeon.
Yeah.
That's why it's not a big deal.
Sorry, well, then how much was the meet and greet? How much did you make? You did that for free? Wrong, okay? Wrong. At least Chris is getting a little, what is it, like $1,000?
$1,000.
Okay, so, yeah, I'll pick you up. It's a little different. You're kissing people for free. It's like, no, you're cheap. No. Yeah. Just no thank you.
Yeah. So that's them. I can't wait until, I don't think production's going to tell us she's pregnant on this show. I think we're going to find out at the tell-all.
I agree.
I got to do some internet digging because I know she
gonna
is.
Hold it. They're definitely going to hold it.
For sure.
Okay, last and most exhausting. The fact that we start the episode in literal mess, I can't.
Sometimes when people, so it depends on the context, obviously. Sometimes when people cry on television, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so sad.
My heart.
I might shed a little tear.
Right.
Sometimes I just sit with a straight face. This time I was actually angry because please get this mess off my TV.
Literally stop Stop. Just stop.
You don't get on your knees for no man in this contest.
Please.
Girl, get up. What are you doing?
Right now. Right now.
Yeah, my pressure up. Because what are you doing?
Okay. So the food been getting to Lisa. real
bad. I forgot this. Oh my God.
All
I forgot food? This.
All those fermented meals, the pounded yam, got to her. Okay, she's been holding it down. She's been cool. She's been cool. All that okra, okay, she is clear on the inside. Amen? Clear.
You know, okay. I've actually never heard this. I was telling Rakeisha earlier. Like,
me either.
I know. If your stomach hurts, it will wake you up out your sleep, and yes, you have to hurriedly but run to the bathroom. But you
not knowing and just letting it go?
Is your rump hole that loose?
Yeah, something's like almost like prolapse. Like, what's going on back there? What's going on back there? Okay, so
they've been dilly and dallying.
So,
she wasn't prepared.
Who? At all. Okay, so we just met the king, the quote unquote king, last night, okay? The king was scared so bad. She woke up the next day in disarray, okay? When I say completely shat the bed, oh my God. She woke up in the middle of the night like, oh my God, I am currently using the bathroom, okay? It's so serious. It's on Daniel. The sheets tow up, okay?
The way that I would have lost my mind. What do you mean you pooped on me? What? And you didn't know?
And then, if I think I caught this. Not only did she not know, once she realized what was going on, she ain't stop it. Like, she didn't try and get up and go to the bathroom. She just wanted to keep going. So I was like, oh. Wow, that's very, very interesting. Yeah, so she just let it keep going, doing this thing. And she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. That has never happened to me before. I don't even know if I believe that, because you lied too much.
You're not embarrassed enough.
I would have told production we can't do this today. I need a doctor. Really, really wrong with me.
Like, and also, her and them preparing to go out later that day, you clearly need to be on the toilet.
You need your warm up.
You know how your legs go staticky if you sit for too long?
You need that.
You need that.
Yeah.
Do not move.
A 2-pace distance from the bathroom and nothing more. Okay? Because clearly we don't know what's going on back there. Now.
No warning, nothing. I would be so scared to leave.
Because I'm clearly under attack.
You literally don't know when it's going to happen.
No.
Oh, God.
I'm under attack right now. I can't handle that. We can't do that.
That's dangerous. That is so dangerous.
It's chemical warfare.
Absolutely.
Like, okay. So, she pooped the bed. She pooped the pants. She pooped everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Basically to the mattress. Well, we don't know for sure.
When the clip started circulating on Instagram, I sent it to you. I'm like, is this real? Like, is this AI?
No.
Because, you know, AI getting too good.
Right.
There's just no way.
No, this is real life. This is real life, okay? Now, I don't know if God was being funny, production was being funny, or Daniel was being funny. But the activity that day was to cook. So now she got to make the food that's been making her sick. And tore through her. Took her through there for real. Like, really, really
upsetting. That is insane.
Genuine.
That's how... Yeah, this has happened before. This has happened before.
Oh.
Because yeah. Again, I just can't understand her being comfortable leaving the hotel.
I wouldn't even be able to look at him for a couple more hours.
No.
Like, I
and talking about calling housekeeping, do y'all still have the shitty sheets in the room?
It's like, it's actually incredibly overwhelming. Like, I can't do that. I can't do that. But the activity was to go to a cooking class. Now, when I heard cooking class, I thought it was going to be like the one Emma and Zia did. Like, we both doing something. No. The class was for Lisa.
Absolutely. You gonna learn. He called his homegirl up and say, please,
hey, go get girlfriend and teach this kitchen lady. Real quick, because I need her to know how to make fufu and stuff. Please. So, they go to the lady's house. She got all the ingredients out. It's a fermented this, a dry fish here, tomatoes, garlic, all the things, all the fixings that you need, okay? And Lisa's stomach is already queasy. She is really, really going through it.
But how she know she wasn't pooping right then? She clearly cannot feel her bowels.
She's a diaper.
Absolutely.
It happens. People need a diaper and you need one. It's your time. That's why I find it hard to believe this is your first time doing this. And you not that concerned about it? Like, nah. That's
absolutely not.
I need medical attention immediately. Because what's going on? And why don't I know about it? But all right, fine. They're at the cooking class. And he makes a joke when he's with production. Like, oh, you know, if you're not able to cook these things, then I'll have to get it from somebody else. And you know what they always say. Like, that's how you can build attraction. Genuinely? Stop talking. You're making yourself sound easy. Like, I know you're trying to like build like some competition so she really wants to get it right and stuff. So you're easy. All it takes is one meal.
Men. That's really the theme of this episode. Men. They don't know what to say and they don't know how to shut up.
Yuck.
Yeah, if your wife can't cook, I'm gonna look elsewhere and find attraction elsewhere. Huh? What if my man can't cook? I'm supposed to go find me another man too?
You're a floozy, and I'm tired of the shenanigans. Okay. I'm sick of the games.
All it's going to take is for her to cook for you to be attracted.
Right.
Men know how to cook. You're going to be attracted to a man too?
Oh. Right. Just a bunch of nonsense. Okay, so. Yeah, they're at the cooking class. She's mess with the ingredients, her stomach is turning doing the macarena up in there, but that's, she's like, you crazy. Know what, I'm gonna do my best because no one's gonna cook for him but me. They get the meal out. Oh my gosh, this is actually real tasty. Okay, at least you know your little 1-2 step, you know how to follow directions. Good. Then she's like, okay, I have something I gotta tell you. Then he's like, are we not talking right now? Like, why is what? Yeah, but this is different. Like, this is something very serious that I told you. He was under the impression she was married twice. Then she admits, she's like, you know, I've been married 5 times, actually. And he is taken aback. Gooped, gagged, hoodwinked. Excuse me? 5 times. Wow. Okay, 5 times. 5 different men. I didn't know that, but you know what? Hey, it's cool that you could get married 100 times, but then God is going to bring you to your rightful man. And that's me. Okay? So it's cool. It's water under the bridge. She's like, yeah, no. But it was like really, really bad. It was really, really bad. Especially this last one, this fifth one. He's like, well, what did the fifth man do? Yeah, so this last marriage was really, really terrible. They ran out on me, decided to be with somebody else, but like ran away. And I couldn't find them for a couple years. Up until recently. So technically we're still married. And again,
what?
Say man.
What? I sleep with another man, husband.
Right.
A wife.
He's under the impression that he is sleeping with somebody, some man's wife. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like, this is blasphemous, this is heinous, like this is inappropriate, out of bounds. We cannot be doing this. Why would you leave me with this impression? Like, how dare you? Who do you think you are? She starts, you know, doing her good old ugly Lisa cry. And it is an ugly cry. Sorry. It's, like, hysterical. She's like, no, I just didn't want to tell you. Like, we're legally separated. It's not like that. Da, 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 da.
Are you married or not? Separation don't mean nothing to me.
You is. You's is married. He was very upset. He was very bothered. He's like, she's been calling me a scammer, a liar, and all that. You are also still those things. Because that man was not.
Absolutely. Two things can be true.
Hello. I know how to walk and chew bubblegum. So
Camilla, I am weak.
you also have scammer tendencies. She is also a really intense liar. Like, she gonna lie down.
I didn't know why people lie. I literally laughed out loud when he said that.
Like, how could you even possibly deceive me? I didn't even know your kind did that. Are you
not the biggest liars don't lie. Okay. Please.
Right.
Please.
Like, top.
Do you not know the do you not know the history of the world?
That, pick a country. They there. Deceiving people.
Absolutely. Right now, in his own country.
Run
amok.
Right. So he's really disturbed. He's taken aback. He can't even talk to her, look at her, nothing. He tells the production, leave me alone. I need to go walk. And she is hysterical, like really, really going through it. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Like, we just got the blessing from the king and the uncle, and he's not going to do this with me. And then production was like, yeah. And then he also thinks it's a man. Oh my God, he doesn't even know it's a woman. No, Lisa, you didn't.
You've
say
been
that
saying
part.
They and the person, the partner. That. Yeah.
Please, spare me. So she's very hysterical. They end up separating. When she gets back to the hotel, she gets a separate room. She calls her daughter. Daughter is annoyed on the phone. I was like, Faith. Don't even pick
honestly her. I wouldn't even answer her.
No, like, first I'm sleep where I'm sleep on my side because you up still.
Unless the U.S. embassy call me and tell me they didn't got you over there,
right, that you in trouble.
I don't need to hear from you.
I can't do this. Mm-mm. I can't do this with you right now. She's telling Don, like, oh my God, he left, like, I told him everything. And then the way that Faith immediately was like, did you tell him about the wife?
I couldn't.
You know,
about
the wife for the last 21 years? I couldn't get to that. Okay, so didn't tell him
he
everything.
He probably would have knocked your head off if you told him that.
Right, you didn't tell him everything. And you know what you're holding. You know when to hold him and when to fold him, okay? She's very selective with what she wants to deal with at the moment. Yeah, and her daughter was like, well... That's just kind of how it has to be, girl. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
No, literally.
You can't lie to me.
I don't
want to
lose him. I love him. He's the one.
Girl, you think that a lot. You think that a lot. No shade.
You're confused.
You always think somebody the one.
True confusion.
And maybe the two. I don't even know. Yeah. So she doesn't know where they stand. And he's very, very upset. But she's gonna try and, you know, wait it out and see, I guess. But that was it. The unanimous sigh is taking me out. Right.
I have no words. Yeah. I have no words.
I agree. I have fun. Excuse me. Well. It is time for the Could It Be Me segment, where we take one couple or scenario and say that cannot be us.
Mm-hmm.
I have mine. Let me know if you have it.
I have mine.
Okay. Go for it.
I'm going to go with Elise.
Mm.
I'm not flying half the world. Technically she said she wanted to take it slow, but the way they was kissing and rubbing in that car in the preview for next week, I don't think those are her true intentions. I think a lot of people say that to be politically correct, or to think they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not flying halfway across the world to meet my man, and I'm going to have to be quiet because your homeboy is in the next room over.
I didn't sign up for that.
Get a
Is
hotel.
Is he also 40? Get out of here. No. No. No.
That's weird.
It's not going to work for me. I don't believe
you. Also, taking an apartment, what does that mean? Because I'm assuming she's going to be there 2 or so weeks. Did you sign a lease?
Right.
Is this an Airbnb? Airbnb?
Yeah, it seems like
that you still like had to split. Airbnb.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, rent.
You're not ready for me.
Yeah, rent. I'm still like, I'm wincing. I'm like, oh, you 39 with roommates. Like, oh, okay, all right, whatever. But this Airbnb situation that we're just trying to do for a couple of weeks. Why you need a roommate for that?
Why?
If anything, you could have told me. Like, I feel like you got a problem being alone. Like, that's what it feels like. You always need a chaperone. Absolutely. Type of vibe. And I don't like that.
Yeah, it's just a no. Yeah. I'm sorry. Especially because I got money. Or at least got money.
Right. You losing me. You losing me.
No.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to pick Aviva. Because I can't want to start a family with somebody and still need a bad cop to deal with them.
Right.
Like, why do you want to be the good cop when you're trying to build a family with this man?
Yeah. No, that, you shouldn't.
If there's ever been an indication that you don't need to start family planning,
that's
the one. Would be it. You can't even talk to him.
Yeah. Also, you need to be a little bit mean.
That's what I'm saying.
To know
to be the bad
let
cop.
Him know you don't F around.
Okay? He needs to know it's strict around there. They like that. Yeah. Okay? What are you talking about?
Get in line.
Tighten up. They love a little structure.
And they like that.
Yeah. Like, I didn't like that. I was like, even the way she was coming off, because I can see why she wants this. Like you said, she's already pregnant, so she needs this to work. Right. But just the way that they had it going, no. Aunt Spring is the only one talking. The dad's now talking. This is the first time you're meeting this man. And he can tell you're just immature, at the very least. Like, you don't know how to hold a real conversation like that. So... I'm gonna need you to tighten it up, sister.
Yeah, this is not the battle you get somebody else to fight for you. And I feel like we said that last week. Fine, you need Aunt Spring street knowledge to gather the information. Fine. You take it, you address it yourself, though.
Right.
Mm-mm.
If you want to do it in private, but all y'all doing is getting it on. That's enough of that.
That's why they can't talk.
Right.
Anytime y'all get to the hotel room, is boom, bam, boom.
Okay, let's pause. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a hard conversation.
Because that got us in plenty of trouble already. Too much trouble.
Yeah. So that was mine. I was just like, I don't like the way you're handling this stuff with Aunt Spring. Like, if you want to stand on, like, I don't care, my man, then stand on that.
Don't ask. And don't ask Aunt Spring nothing.
No, I don't care what that girl said. I don't need to meet your little niece, whatever. Like, come at it like that. Don't. Oh my god.
Right. Because she.
What was
the
picture
yeah.
like? And da 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 da. Yeah. No, it is crazy. And your friend has no reason to lie. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Literally.
You gotta stand firm in whatever you're doing, girl. Okay. Please. Sign it up now.
Help a Lord.
So yeah, that's us. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, X, whatever. At Ain't No Way Pod, Blue Sky, we're also on there.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook,
YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We're there. We're in all the spaces that you can hear us. And the season, it has to come to an end eventually, right?
Please, I'm ready.
Yeah. Hang it up. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Why aren't you eating right? Because eating right is hard? Because it isn't. Kevin Hart fixed it 4 damn years ago with The One. The One is Vita Hustle's game-changing meal-replacing super shake. Inspired by Kevin Hart's passion and belief that we all have the right to eat right. Kevin Hart is referring to himself in the third person because he's fired up. Because the one just passed 5 million Super Shakes sold. 5 million. Just a quick gut healthy glass of the one gives you all the proteins, all the greens, and all the vitamins and more. One shake, no chaos. Listeners get 20% off their first purchase at VitaHustle.com. Go to VitaHustle.com. That's VitaHustle.com.